Hey, hit me! Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. There's storytelling at the heart for Indigenous musician, and that's Lucas Proudfoot. We're going to be yarn with the Deadly Brother. He's one of seven First Nations artists, organisations who will share in almost $400,000 of funding as part of the Queensland State Government's First Nation Commissioning Fund. And thanks to Queensland Arts Minister Leanne Enoch, Deadly Sister, said the First Nations Commissioning Fund supported Indigenous arts and cultural experiences. On the line we have Lucas, my brother Lucas Proudfoot. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Good to be here, brother. Thank you for that.
No, thank you. Thank you, my brother. And before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Yeah, brother. I'm Goodjimburra, Midjibal, Bundjalung Country, just on the Tweed coast there. Born out of Casino, but all mum's mob are there on the Tweed, just over the border. But not really a border, eh?
Brother. Yeah, they'll claim you while you're sitting there, brother.
Yeah, that's it.
Too dirty, brother. Thank you very much. Come along. Here's a fantastic opportunity as a storyteller and from the heart, brother, Indigenous musician you are. Money's a tool. It's at the table now for this funding, thanks to Queensland Arts Minister Leanne Enoch. So we're from here, my brother, and tell us about your story. Well, storytelling. Tell us your story there, my brother Lucas.
Yes, I grew up on that Tweed Coast, as I was saying earlier. Come from a big saltwater community. Mum was in a family of 13 across the road. Mum's mob cousins as well. They had 17 in their family. And then next door to their mum's cousins as well, they had 15 in their family. So a lot of aunties and uncles. Story was always around the big fire pit around Nan's place. Everything centralised around Nan. She was like the matriarch of the family. And, yeah, we just spent a lot of time, you know, growing up, surfing, fishing. The sea mullet or jullum, they call them down this way, and we just spent a lot of time growing up at the ocean, always going netting for fish, just everything revolved around that. Come from a family of school teachers, both parents play music as well, so I was just in amongst schools, education was always there, story was always there at Nan's, and then I moved in and started doing music culture shows, contemporary style in schools across Australia. And fast forward to where we are now, work with, 3, 4, and 5-year-olds in the kindy section, and then right up to grade 7, I guess, in primary schools, and write children's books. And now with this funding, we're moving into that younger age group with a multi-platform project called Proudfoot and Friends. And, it's exciting music, story, culture, and it's about sharing and connecting. Yeah, bro.
Brother, when growing up, and you're talking about your matriarch there, beautiful grandmother, telling those stories, the stories stick to you. It becomes a part of you, doesn't it? And then when you get into the field of teaching and music, it was meant to be, is what I'm picking up, Lucas.
Yeah, it was. Look, it was always story around the house. That foundation was set really early, and I was lot of the mob around home were lucky we had elders in our community who created a really solid foundation. We got to learn dance when we were young and our culture from where we come from. And from there, it just gave us a good foundation. And, you know, I get to tell my stories every day in school.
Yes.
And you can find common ground with mob, Indigenous
exactly.
or not.
Exactly.
Talking about your family. And Nan's are always an affectionate thing, and it relates to a lot of mob. Across the country and the globe, eh?
Yeah, exactly. So this fantastic funding, like you said, you got the foundation there with Proudfoot and Friends, and this money there just helps it go national on a national scale, yes?
Yes, and it allows us to, you know, start having those, key conversations to attach creatives in and around, you know, Queensland creatives. We've got a mighty, strong, solid, qualified people here in Queensland, so we're really excited now. That really builds the momentum, and it allows us to have those key conversations to attach the right people to the job. And this is an ambitious project where we're trying to blend in digital technology, digital puppeteering, to the live performance. So we're looking for a really innovative push on this, and that's why we're stoked once we found we had the we got a successful application with that First Nations Commission fund.
Yeah, fantastic. Is grandmother still with us, bro?
No, she passed. She had mum quite late, so mum was the last one to come along. So okay. She had mum well into her 40s, but I still got to spend, you know, a good 20 years with Nan. And
yes.
A lot of the aunties and uncles too, you know, they passed on, but they live still within story when I'm talking. And
yes.
I've got cousins that are, you know, well in their 60s, but then, you know, they're the guiding light today. So, we still got a lot of extended mob right across the country, and I meet crews sometimes in the middle of nowhere, and we're either semi-related or somehow, connected, or they know mobs from that area. So it's, it always connects back to home, eh?
Yeah, no, too dilly, my brother. And when you're doing something you love and you're getting paid to do it, brother, that's the best job in the world, and you're doing that, my brother. And this is a vehicle for educating non-Indigenous brothers and sisters as well, isn't it?
Yeah, well, just breaking down stereotypes, but also showcasing that diversity. And that's why a lot of the shows I do are broad in general, but that allows me to go and work in areas, whether it's, you know, up in Kununurra or in the Kimberleys, or I can still work up North Queensland, I can still work in Tassie, I work in Ceduna. the stories are there, but I keep it nice and broad in general. When I go into those regions, I always make sure I have a yarn with the local mob, or the teacher who looks after the mob. And, it's quite a reciprocal thing. And, you know, I've had a good decade or so doing that. And, constantly inspired by community, for sure.
Well, Lucas, just hearing you talk, my brother, you got a strong relationship with grandmother and with the stories and what have you, and also that Delhi protocol when you go to another man's country, that respect is there. So, look, to Delhi, my brother, thank you very much for sharing. All the best to Proudfoot and friends, to yourself and your family, and keep doing what you're doing, my cuss.
I appreciate that, Trevor, man. Thanks for your time, and great to go.
All the best. We'll talk soon, brother. Take care, Lucas.
Yo, thank you.
Bye-bye. Deleon there, Lucas Proudfoot, his name, and Proudfoot and Friends, and working in schools and storytelling as at the heart of Indigenous musician he is. And now with this funding, thanks to Queensland Arts Minister Leanne Enoch, said the First Nations Commission Fund supported Indigenous arts and cultural experience. And he's one of seven First Nation artists and organisations that will share in almost $400,000 of funding as part of the Queensland State Government's First Nation Commissioning Fund. To Deadly Mob, money's the tool. There it is. Utilise it and make it work. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416.
here, Tribal Voice, the Tableland Drifters, Land Down Under, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. That daily number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. On your dingy country, that's BBM Bumba Brit Media, 19.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. All right, speaking of Tribal Voice, 13 Yarn National White Indigenous Helpline launches. The hotline offers a unique 24-hour service that will provide a culturally safe space for First Nations people to seek help in times of crisis. First Nation people across the country will, for the first time, have access to a purpose-built crisis hotline. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Sister Marjorie Anderson, National Program Manager, Lifeline, and for 13 Yarn. On the line, Marjorie, good morning, Sister. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Too deadly. Thank you for coming to the program. And before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Okay. I'm a Gamilaroi Mormon from northern New South Wales, but I was born and bred in downtown Redfern in Sydney.
All right, beautiful. Thank you. Look, a fantastic new program, helpline here, has been launched, 13 Yarn. Yep. When you look at the suicide rate for Aboriginal people is double that of wider community, and the truth of the matter is that our youth are a large part of that. We do need a tool as such, don't we, Marjorie?
Oh, true. And the thing is that this line has been designed, co-designed with community as well. So we've had youth input, we've had input from people with a lived or living experience of suicide, we've had, you know, mental health, Aboriginal mental health mob, we've had Stolen Generation, we've had elders, we've had everybody have input into the design of this line, and also remote Torres Strait Islanders, urban blackfellas and regional blackfellas, just to make sure that we got it right. And so this line's culturally safe no matter where you're from.
Yeah, good. And Marjorie, you can't beat black on black. And our mob, we know our mob and we know our issues. And so when you're having that conversation, there's empathy, there's spiritual connection, there's feeling, there's understanding. Look, it's a fantastic tool.
Yeah, and Mob were telling me that when they go to a whitefella service, they've always got to explain about, you know, their connection to country, the way their family works, the family dynamics, their connection to community, their community responsibilities, because whitefellas don't understand these things. Mm. When you're in 13 Yarn, you're talking to a blackfella who knows all that stuff,
yes.
So you don't have to go through all of that.
Yeah, exactly. And so talking about the conversations, the yarns that do go on, of course we're talking confidential as well, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, true. One of the things that we do say is that if you're ringing from Cairns, say, you might end up talking to somebody from Nowra. They're not going to know your voice.
Yeah.
They're not going to know your family. They're not going to know who you are.
Mm.
And so that's the way that we keep the line confidential. So it doesn't matter where you're ringing.
Mm.
You don't know where you're going to. And we keep the line, the yarn, absolutely confidential. There's no shame in ringing.
Mm.
Even if you think your problem's real small,
sure,
don't worry about it. Just give us a ring and have a yarn with it.
Exactly.
Because sometimes small problems turn into big problems.
Well, exactly. And look, the brother, sister on the other end of the line, they just got a good pair of ears. And that's all we need in regarding getting stuff off your chest.
Yeah. And they're really well trained too. We took Lifeline supported us all the way through this.
Good.
I mean, for a bunch of white fellas, gee, they're good. We've used their infrastructure, we've used their training, and we put a cultural lens over everything.
Yes.
And so these people are really highly trained as well, because they've been trained almost the same as Lifeline, but with a cultural context.
Mm. So the message we're giving out to all our deadly mob out there, 13 Yarn, you can make that call. I'm talking 24 hours a day, is that right, Marjorie?
Yeah, 24/7, and the calls are free. And the number is 13 92 76.
Which is yarn, 13 Yarn. So 13 Yarn,
yes.
Think of the yarn, 13, and have that conversation with mob, you could say. And like I said, just getting it off your chest, it can fix the situation. And the thing is, whatever problem we're in at the moment, Marjorie, tomorrow, 3 months, 5 months down the track, well, it doesn't matter, does it?
Oh, that's right. Especially young people, they really think it's the end of the world if they've got
which
a problem.
Which is not the case.
And they just have to talk to somebody about it, eh?
They do, Marjorie. Look, I think this is so fantastic, and I will be plugging it on this beautiful program, 13 Yarn. Marjorie, thank you so very much for the yarn. Big shout-out to the mob there, and, yeah, keep in touch with our mob, and Two Deadly Be Yarning with you, Marjorie. Thank you, sister.
Thank you. A big shout-out to the mob up there.
Two Deadly. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there. Marjorie Anderson, her name is, Auntie Marjorie. She's the National Program Manager for the new 13 Yarn Nationwide Indigenous Helpline, and it's been launched. And so it's up and running. So, look, if you're feeling that way inclined, give them a call, 13 Yarn. But we still also have Lifeline there, 13 11 14. Kids Helpline, 1800 551 800. But the new phone that you can call, new phone number you can call, 13 Yarn. Have that yarn with mob. And like I said, confidential, quiet yarn, and get it off your chest. Reach out, they're reaching back, you mob. Have your say here on National Talk Black. Reach out to me, 1-800-422-416. 20 Trev Murray from the Curry with National Talk Black, live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Yidinji country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National Israeli Service. A big shout out to Samantha over in WA, my sister, darling, hope you're well. And brother John, your beautiful son, who's your carer. Wasn't a car accident you did mention. Hope he's well. And thinking of you guys. Too deadly.
Hey, what you doing, your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie. And you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
An old man sadly gazes out across the blue horizon. Can't stop the tears that falls from his eyes. He turns and faces towards town. He sees people nowhere bound. He wonders if they'll ever go home. The white cockatoos silhouetted against the rainstorm. Sees the lightning flash, hear the thunder roll. It's coming in from the west, and it says, raining on the rocks. destroy it all. Waiting on the rocks, I'm back. When the cold weather comes, in a windy ride, and you hear the cry of the Boonabah people. The country is calling for them to go on home. And the thunder roars over the ranges, and the rain coming down, it is tears. No more will you hear the crying of the Boonabah people.
Can I forget the first time we both met, when you and I were holding hands? You lit up my life, and I kept wondering why I only met you in my dreams. I didn't think I could find a love like this. I didn't think that angels like you exist. But darling, now I know for sure. Baby, you're mine, and darling, I'm yours. We have our ups and downs, and times can be so tough. Find a way to make me smile each day with those little things you say and do. That look in your eye will never say goodbye. We'll hold on until the end of time. I didn't think I could find a love like this. I didn't think that angels like you exist. But darling, now I know for sure.
Yeah, that's Radio of Love there, Warren Malira, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Our Indigenous children body says a federal budget fails to meet closing the gap targets. A peak Indigenous childcare body claims the federal budget fails to back investments needed to meet closing the gap targets for Indigenous children. The Secretary of National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Childcare welcomes the $30 million dedicated to domestic, family and sexual violence framework, a Centre for Indigenous Child and Family Support, and the establishment of National Advocate for Indigenous Children and Young People. However, Snake said that there was a lack of commitment to meet targets set out in the National Partnership Agreement on closing the gap. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Snake Executive Officer Catherine Little on the line. Catherine, good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, but you know what? Shame job. I didn't realise this was live. I've got to put my lipstick on.
Shut your mouth. And they say I've got a face for radio. Let me just tighten up my bar strap here. Shut your mouth. How are you, sister?
I can't complain, and happy to be talking to you, Mob.
Good, darling. Thank you. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob we from, Catherine.
Yeah, so I'm a little, we all hail from Central Australia, Alice Springs and Bundaringia, belonging to Alice Springs on my grandfather's side, but on my nana's side, we're Lurija, so that's that picks up around Rainbow Valley and extends past Cuttitude, the people of the rivers.
Yeah.
So very proud to belong to both those nations.
Beautiful, my sister. Good yarning with you. Thank you. Now, being the executive officer for SNAKE, you're stating that the budget failed to back the investments needed to meet the ambitious targets.
Absolutely. Look, it was a missed opportunity, and that's always disappointing because we know in order to deliver against these massive structural reforms, it means a massive change in the way the budgets are delivered. So we would have liked to have seen more because we know that on the ground, while we've got some incredible changes in policy, on the ground, it takes time for that to go through, you know, so we're not moving fast enough. And every time we wait a year, well, those impacts flow on, and that's another kid miss. That's another family in distress. So that's a bit of a worry, but, look, there were a couple of good things in there too.
And when we're talking about our children, look, they are our future. And look, it's best to grab our children at that young age to build a strong foundation in regarding life, schools and empowerment. So when they get in teenager life, they got that good thinking, so to speak, and good spirit.
Yeah, oh, look, absolutely. And look, all the evidence in the world, and this is something Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people knew intuitively, but these days we've got to talk in this other language, right? So all the evidence in the world that people study shows that the most impact you get is in those early years and the ability to enhance a child's learning and the ability to support their parents so that children are going to have a healthy learning journey and be able to access all those other things many families take for granted. So, look, we're really keen to see some changes happen faster than what we're looking at. We know that the AEDC data came out recently, and it showed that instead of the gap in our children hitting all of their developmental domains, we've seen a widening of it.
Exactly.
Again, any of our mob would know that COVID has played a role in that because those services that we rely so heavily on have been impacted on.
Yes.
But we also know that those services are still hampered by the ability to deliver what we need, but also those mainstream organisations are still hampered by things like what they call it an activity test, which really means that the whole early childhood sector is geared around working parents. And for our mob, that's not always a possibility. And yet our children are the ones that need these access to these services the most. And there, again, if we go back to the evidence, and again, our grandmother's law knew this, children who access early education and care services, the evidence shows their families are less likely to need any interventions going forward as well.
Well, and if you look at that, the money's given, like you said, welcome it, yes, but the conversation should be with the with your industry as such, you know, dealing you're in the middle of it all. So have the conversation and take on board to what we're saying. Money's the tool, and there's not enough money, for this tool to be operating in its best interest.
Yep, that sounds like a good analysis of it. I like that one because it does come down to the crux. But I think the other thing in there is the structural reform revolving around how that funding is applied. So, you know, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, they know what they need.
Exactly.
Without fail, right? You go and talk to a family and they might say, oh, you know, Junior hasn't turned up to school for a week. What do you need? They'll tell you what's going on. So our services and our families need the ability to get what they need and to be able to respond to it. So on top of the dollars, we need those other reforms to come through faster.
Exactly. And like I said, we're talking about the dollars, it's an investment, but let's not waste the investment. You know, if you're having the right conversations with the right industry, with the right people holding the reins, so to speak, then it's going to be that money well spent in regarding kicking goals.
Yeah.
And we sound like a broken record when we're talking closing gap, don't we, Catherine?
It does sometimes feel like a broken record. And look, there are things that I'm hopeful for. So, you know, as you've alluded to or pointed to more accurately, you know, we've got the National Advocate, and that's something that SNAKE and its members have been advocating for a very long time, and that is that we needed a central position at the national level who was looking at policy and looking at programs and able to compel information and lift the accountability to the outcomes of those programs. So that position will now sit within the Human Rights Commission between Adi Junoska.
Yes. She's a strong advocate. She's Holland. Deadly. Yep.
Yep. Yep, so, well, look, we are hopeful that that's there. And the other one coming through for us that was announced in the budget was the Centre for Excellence. And that's where we can really start to hone in on, and I'm going to use that word, evidence.
Yes.
Even though, as we know, we've had centuries of raising healthy, happy children and having healthy, happy families.
Exactly.
That tool to say this is what the research says from our perspective, measuring the outcomes that are important to us and identifying what the actual barriers are will be absolutely fundamental to making sure that reforms come online when they should.
Yeah, too deadly. My sister, beautiful Jan, thank you so very much. And how long have you been holding the reins there now at Snake?
Must be 14 months, I reckon.
All right. Enjoying that journey, sister?
I am. It's never boring, I can tell you.
Never dull moment.
I lose a lot of sleep, but it's never boring.
And it's hard when we talk about our children to go home, leave work at work. But more power to you, yes. Catherine, and good yarn with your sister. Big shout out to your mob there and to your team. And we'll yarn soon, Catherine.
No worries. Thank you.
See you, sis. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn there. Catherine Little, her name is Snake Executive Officer, and talking about the budget that failed to back the investments needed to meet the ambitious targets in regard to our children, Indigenous children. Body says federal budget fails to meet closing the gap targets. So there it is, 21st century, closing the gap. Like I said, it sounds like a broken record, but in all facets, employment, education, and our children, you know, it just need to close the gap. Sick of singing a song there, but there it is. And money's the tool, but invest it properly. Have you saying yarn up strong? Add the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Helping me. ani mini gabungarna ngani nanginini changun luona maka anaipa wege gunginina maka anaipa changun luona anaipa arjapuni narwa ligina menelinga tiama arawa kupanga gigali yake tiama gigali yake tiama gigali yake tiama para Chire guarchi in bamuna grenana armaunga grenana ah kigali yake arwali gino rigaya yigaba yigaba pergi gungini alarau Gigali yake diama Gigali yake diama
Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that chopping number again is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, have your say. Yarn up strong here, National Talk Black. A voice for our people, do you utilise it? And Yarn with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumbaburrup Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Israeli Service. Big shout out to my mob, father side, a 1 year gunga leader, that's Dumaji Burketown and Mornington Island Way. Big shout out to my family up that way. And on my mother's side, with me in spirit, mum, Darnley Island, Erib. And big shout out to Torres Strait Island mob. And Delivy Yarnum with you, Mob, here on National Talk Black, Voice for Our People. And a big shout out to First Nation Black radio stations across this Delhi and Delhi country of ours. And a Delhi Black Network it is. So good yarns for all our mob and hearing our music and hearing our stories and hearing the news that we talk about, what's happening with First Nation people in this country in the 21st century. So do utilise it. I'd like to promote that number again, 13 Yarn Nationwide Indigenous Helpline. It has been launched, and I had a yarn earlier with Annie Marjorie Anderson, who's the National Program Manager. So 13 Yarn or 139276, that is the number. You might be feeling that way inclined and need someone to talk to, 13 Yarn. Have the yarn with our mob, confidential, and let's get our mind straight in regard to moving ahead. And tomorrow is another day. And understand, we all got a past. I mean, we have to live there. Focus on tomorrow. Anybody at any moment can start a new future. So get excited about that, your mob. All right, too, Dad. Let's talk about the news. What's the headlines and news? Looking at the news, tragic details emerge of girl's lonely 90-minute trek after deadly Blue Mountains landslide. Other stories here. We've got the Liberal MP accuses Scott Morrison of ruthless bullying and scheming at the expense of flood victims. New South Wales Upper House member Catherine Cusack claims Prime Minister has ruined the Liberal Party and says she will not vote for re-election of the coalition government. Other stories here. We've got recognised genocide in Bucha. Zelensky tells the world. Optus reporting major outage across its network, affecting thousands of mobile customers. And the other news here, Snowy Mountains helicopter crash kills two people days after five died at Mount Disappointment. Very sad there, thinking of the mob there. Older Australians told to book COVID-19 booster with flu shot amid community concerns. So have a yarn to your First Nation health organisations in regard to that conversation of COVID-19. So have you saying yarn up strong here. Oh, we're going to catch up with Tony Gibbs on the line. Good morning, my brother. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Been pretty quiet.
You travelling okay?
I'm dealing with a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Green patch?
The green patch too. I'll talk about that. Morning, everybody. It's still closed. It's been closed for 5 months, the Mulgrave River Park at Gordonvale there and access to the river. It's 5 months. We haven't seen it. There's been no flood. They're reconcreting this and repairing. You know, the ground and the earth moves and the concrete cracks. I don't know. They're just making a job out of it. And there's some really wild local Gordonvale traditional owner people. You know, they built all this and we've got nothing.
Yes.
And it's 5 months, it's been shut. It's supposed to open on May the 1st, I think. And we've been denied.
Are you confident it's going to open, or how do you feel?
Oh, I don't know, mate. They're a law unto their own, the council and Curtis Pitt and a whole lot of them, the MPs. It's just 6 months, 5 months, it's been shut.
Yeah.
All through Christmas. Now it's Easter and it's still shut. I mean, that's our total recreation area in this town.
Yeah, it's a beautiful creek too, isn't it? And mountain streams coming down near the Walsh's Pyramid there.
It's looking like a creek sometimes. There's a good flow in the river at the moment, but, you know, there's stories that it's going to be dammed or whatever for Cairns water supply. There's a lot going on out here. What's triggered my call today, there's been a little thing on the TV. There's Bob Catastrophic, I call him.
Ride him, cowboy.
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, cowboys and Indians came here, and he's on the TV. He's doing a little planting ceremony with a tree, saying, oh, no, we want to plant food. You know, well, he want to say white people too. But anyway, he's sort of directing it at the Murrays that they should grow something to improve their food supply. I mean, the whole land is a Murray farm that they've taken over.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I mean, our food supply is in the river. Some of the food swims, you know.
Well, we were the healthiest race living long before white sails came.
Yeah, well, all you've got to eat now if you walk about is sugar cane, you know, unless you know where good food trees are and stuff. And, yeah, I'm just saying that this... We're talking about a protest, but we won't plan it in the to get the river open again. It's just terrible what they've done to Gordonvale, and there's a lot of anger out there, but we'll wait for the wet season over it's just terrible, mate. It's just terrible for the local community out here. You know, like white people, they can go to the beach and they have a boat ramp and they can access and go fishing. But we can't even drive down to the river, and you can't expect
bolted gates.
Yeah, well, they're treating us like sheep, and we're not sheep. And I'm just saying it's an ongoing situation, and it's been a long 5 months.
Well, your yarn in here, look at me, I put a key to the lock, you know, so just keep that yarn strong, and thanks for sharing, my brother. Keep us in the loop. Thank you.
It's an ongoing situation, and I hear you singing out for people to call, so I rang up.
Yeah, okay. Too dearly, my brother. Tony Gibbs, thank you, brother. You take care, bro.
Bye.
Tony Gibbs there. He's our our watcher, our eyes and ears, at the Green Patch, the base of the Walsh's Pyramid at Gordon Vale, the beautiful mountain stream, beautiful creek it is, fantastic. Like I said, we used to swim when we were younger down that way, but they bolted it all up, and he's just the advocate and fighting for that those gates to be open. It's come to the time where Trendy Trev got a sign off for today. You mob, I'm back in the hot seat again tomorrow. National Talk Black is a voice for our people, so do utilise it. 1 hour program, and come to you live from Cairns here, Bummer Brip Media, on your dingy country, and that's 11 a.m. to 12 noon Queensland time. And like I said, a voice for our people on one of the deadly yarns programs that we have in this country. And like I said, thank you to our Deadly Black Network of radio stations. This is just one of the programs, and I love steering it for you. It is your program, your mob. That deadly number again, 1-800-422-416. 24/7, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. But all ears here, your mob, we're going to sign off for today. Thank you very much for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We're still in a pandemic. We're getting COVID-19. And we have to live with COVID-19 at this point in time. So have a talk to your First Nation Health Organisation regarding vaccines and what have you. All right, to Delhi. Here's Buddy Knox. Buddy got the blues again. Take you up to the news.